Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is 939A of the You, the Owner's Manual podcast, 939A. The A side is always the news of the week and what it means to you. The B is, of course, a guest interview, and we have a wonderful one for you this week. Remember, last week's was Matt Richtel, author of An Elegant Defense, The Extraordinary New Science of the Immunity System. You'll want to listen to that one, as well as 937B, Lisa Davis, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. We didn't get much into I shouldn't say that. 939B, Scott Bailman, ergonomics industry expert, discusses the link behind balance and your brain. It's important. That's why we test one leg balance when we're seeing how old or young you are. This is the news of the week, and you might be overeating on keto. We'll talk about what that means, and it's not just soda. All sweetened drinks can raise heart disease risk. We talked about that last week, but let's talk about it a little bit again to reemphasize that two sugar drinks, doesn't matter whether it's coffee, tea, lemonade, soda, whatever it is, it increases your risk of dying of a heart attack by 21%. Night shift work is linked to higher risk of miscarriage and a much higher risk of heart disease and stroke. The FDA has changed mammogram regulations for the first time in two decades. What does that mean for you? And more doctors are treating patients from the comfort of their couch. Novartis MS drug wins the FDA blessing, but it's got an $88,000 annual price tag. And more Americans now think vaping is harmful. That's a good thing because it is harmful. And climate change, this is the one that I want to stress this time, is we need to do something about climate change, if only because of Zika and dengue and chikungunya fever, because these mosquitoes are coming at us because of climate change, of warming of the southern areas, which means that these diseases that we don't have an answer for yet could be getting up north. And maybe that'll scare some of us who live in the north. They're clearly at all of the places where you would play golf at in the winter. And here's everything you need to know about new lab-grown blood vessels. They could be a big medical advance. This is, again, 939A. Let's go get into these stories and talk more about them in detail. You might be overeating keto. Keto works because of the feeling of fullness from fat, and you want to have healthy fat. But protein and fat together take some time to get to your brain to say, I'm no longer hungry. It works through the hormone system in your intestine, so you need to, if you will, allow time for that to work. But most of us aren't. We're eating so much so fast that we're actually overeating on keto, and those protein and fats have a lot of calories. So if you're going to go keto, make sure you eat slowly and chew, and make sure that you eat healthy fat and healthy protein, like in nuts or in salmon or beans, things that do that. Another way to make sure you're doing it is track your food, either on an app or journal your food into a, so you keep it on a hard copy. But whatever way, make sure that if you're trying to do keto, remember it's not all or none. You can do it with a few carbs and by a little longer period of time-restricted eating, meaning only eating between, say, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. and doing a little exercise, gets you ketosis. And remember, give it time to get to feeling full. We already mentioned the soda drinks. Sugared sodas are bad for you, because they increase your heart disease risk, and we don't have an answer for that, meaning we don't have an alternative. What about shift work is tough on workers' hearts? They looked at China. In China, they looked at 321,000 people, and what they found was a increase in heart disease risk by about 13%. So seems to be a problem. And that's because of shift work. And if you look at all cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and stroke combined, it was a 20% increase because of shift work. There's also an increased risk of miscarriage with shift work. It looks like someplace between 8 and 15% increased risk of miscarriage if you're doing shift work. So if you are doing shift work, you might want to figure out how to get out of doing shift work while you're pregnant, assuming you want to or plan for doing that. What about mammogram regulations? Well, the FDA changed it so that if you have dense breasts, they have to tell you about that. That may mean you should get an MRI rather than just an X-ray. MRI, a little tougher to get, not as painful. You can do it less painful, but takes a little more time, a little more expensive. Probably is covered by insurance if you have dense breasts, and is good at spotting cancer and cancer risk. What about more doctors want to treat patients from the comfort of their couch? Well, this is good news. It means that more doctors are going to be available by telemedicine, so that you're going to be able to dial in, video in, and get experts to answer your questions. The Cleveland Clinic, of course, has an app on that that'll help you out. What about the FDA approving the Novartis drug for MS? It is a drug that decreases the progression from 32% to 21%. Sizable difference, but it's an $88,000 drug. They're getting a lot of scrutiny of that. That is Novartis's. And I don't know what the result is. Remember, we talked about if you get a prescription, make sure you look at the ShareCare app, make sure you look at GoodRx. They have an app also to find the cheapest in your area. Both ShareCare and GoodRx have been useful for my patients. Frailty before surgery is tied to more complications. You want to be physically active before you have surgery. Even walking helps a great deal in reducing complication rates. More Americans, it looks like, are now willing to admit that vaping is harmful. We've gone from about, and let me get the figures exactly, 46% in 2012 thought e-cigarettes might not be healthy or be harmful, and now it is 56%, so the number has jumped, and that's a good thing because e-cigarettes probably are harmful and clearly in the teenage years are used as a way of getting kids hooked on nicotine. Bad for big tobacco to be doing that. By the way, there is a link between mom's diet and having too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3 fatty acids and development of ADHD. What do you have to do this right? Have more walnuts, avocados, canola oil, more omega-3 fats, such as in salmon and ocean trout, as well as those walnuts. And walnut are the only nut with appreciable, but canola oil has it, avocado oil has it in it, flax seeds are good for it when you grind them. The most disturbing story of the week, that the climate is changing enough so the Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus, the two mosquitoes that carry a lot of viruses with bad disease such as Zika, chikungunya, and dengue fever, are moving up. They clearly are in the bottom third of the U.S., that is a line between South Carolina or Charleston, South Carolina, and Los Angeles, now is getting these. And as the weather gets warmer and as storms get more mightier, these mosquitoes and the diseases are blown more northward. And the prediction is that within 5 to 8 years, they'll be all the way into the northern states as well. We need to do something about this climate change or about mosquitoes if we're going to harvest it, very much like we didn't do something with Lyme disease. And Lyme disease is now not just in Connecticut and New Hampshire, but is throughout the country because we haven't done enough to prepare for it and to limit its spread. We need to limit the spread. And last story, there are blood vessels grown in the lab that are for dialysis patients especially are going to be a major advance. Instead of the plastic tubing and hooking up the dialysis and having the risk of the plastic tubing, it looks like these tissues can be living and can be off the shelf, so you don't need to grow your own. It may be that they'll be able to grow some that are non-antigenic. Remember, listen to that interview by Matt Richtel. Last week, he talked about the extraordinary science of the immune system. My favorite story, of course, about Jim Allison. But he also gives some great stories in here about Linda and Jason, and you'll want to hear more about those as well. Thanks very much. That was in 938B, and thank you for downloading us this week. Darian, thanks for great engineering. Remember, the B segment is always great interviews. This week's interview is on why balance is so important to your brain from Scott Balneman, Bahneman. And 937, Lisa Davis, the author of Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. 936, Jill Gonzalez, Wallet Hub, talking about the fattest cities in America. And, of course, we appreciate your downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Rate us weekly. 51,000 of you who so download us weekly can't all be wrong. Thanks very much for doing it. You are right. This is You, the Owner's Manual, a great thing because we analyze the latest medical news of the week and tell you what it means for you so you can live at the top of your curve much longer. Thanks again for downloading us.